Hey, it's Josh and Tommy back again at Watch Hill Proper. We are going to review the 2023 release of William Heavenhill. So this is their 10th edition. This is aged 17 years. It's called Small Batch. It's 120 proof. And on the back label, of course, William Heavenhill family tradition. It says Heavenhill Corn Whiskey supplied Bardstown's historic Talbot Tavern in the early 1800s. And the limestone spring William used to make his bourbon was the same spring that inspired our company's original name, the Old Heavenhill Springs Distillery. Mm-hmm. So this is the 10th edition, 32 barrels pulled from the first floor of Rickhouse 1G at our Bernheim site in downtown Louisville. 17 years of aging, these barrels were selected for this limited edition offering and bottled at 120 proof.
Yeah, very interesting when they do those Bernheim releases. Kind of the cave, rock, brick warehouse, which is cool. They have done a couple of the releases there. I know Seven was, and that was good. That was the first one that, they did five there, and then they did, I believe, Seven. They age just different than they would out at, you know, the other, you know, Shenley or wherever on home base out at Heaven Hill and Bardstown. They just age different, and I think that the brick walls and that type of thing allows them to be able to do a 17, a 20, and, you know, where you're not, because you're not getting all the fluctuations that you're getting out there. So I'm always curious when they do these 1G, or I think they have 1K also, but it should be interesting. I haven't had this
plus
yet,
first floor,
that's why they can get away with 17. But like I say, they're not getting a whole lot of fluctuation in that. They're getting some, but they're not getting nearly what they get out in the standard rick houses at open air, where they lift up the windows and let Mother Nature kind of take over. So it's interesting. We then did five. Five was probably done, let's see, it's been a couple years ago, but I have always wanted to ask this question, and I would always forget when I would be around, you know, Denny Potter or Jody, to say, you know, they did the mash bill on that was 75-13-12, and it was a 15 or whatever year, but that wouldn't have put you pre-96 with the fire. So it's like, did they go back and just do kind of a one-off or a one-week run of the old mash bill? Because pre-fire, Heaven Hill's mash bill was 75-13-12. Then, of course, they changed it to 78-10-12 now. But I've always wanted to ask that question, and these are the three that they have done there. So they've all been pretty unique. I have tasted five and seven. I've not tasted this one yet.
So this should be the current mash bill.
This is the current mash
bill. This would have been distilled in 2006.
Yeah, something about that, yeah. So this would have been, Parker would have distilled it. Parker, Craig, one of those would have distilled it.
Cool. So. All right, so on the nose.
Love the color. Beautiful, beautiful Heaven Hill nose for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely golden.
Yeah, it's kind of a little darker than
copper.
Golden.
Would you call
amber?
That copper?
Yeah, almost. Yeah. Man, that's a beautiful nose. Love that nose.
Yeah, now this is fruit. This is floral, fruity, little bit of sweet.
We'll see if you get the sweet
on the nose.
Damn. Man. Come on.
That's your jam.
That is so good. I mean, it's big, but it's not overly big.
Well, that's hotter than 120.
Sweet. Kentucky hug. You're going to get the tingle. Yeah, that's really good. The nose is good. The nose is typical Heaven Hill nose, but man, I'm a fan of the nose. Got the typical cinnamon that Heaven Hill.
There's definitely cinnamon.
Cinnamon, a lot of times I would, you know, when I would teach their whiskeys, you get some almond. I don't get it.
I don't get almond.
I don't get as much almond as normal, like their 101, the red label. You get almond and some of their other expressions. Cinnamon always. It's
definitely
just
gets
it's
cinnamon.
A telltale sign of Heaven Hill whiskey is that cinnamon.
Because it's like
I love
eating
it.
A red hot.
It is.
It's got that tingle.
This is, the finish on this is like eating 8 red hots.
That's what
actually.
I mean.
Yeah.
Because that's how I used to eat them, a whole box at a time. And,
yeah.
You know.
It, man. Yeah. That is, man, I know that you are not a complete Heaven Hill guy. I have tried to convert him over the last couple years, but this is good whiskey.
It's good whiskey. It's night and day from some of the other stuff that we've had, you know,
yeah.
in this taping session, where this is a brighter whiskey. It's lighter.
Yeah.
From the mental image that I get, you know, I think of more of like a meadow. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, I get it.
Like some of the other ones we're drinking, it's like you're in a dark dungeon, you know,
yeah.
and you're in this deep hole, you know, like this is
in
more,
the Raiders locker room
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like this is more, I don't know, it's pleasant. It's more pleasant.
It
it's more typical of what you should expect from a bourbon.
I think it, yeah. Man.
I'm still trying to pull out the note, because a lot of times on Heaven Hill, I get that grape Kool-Aid on a foolproof. This is not grape Kool-Aid.
No, I don't get it at all. And I'm with you. I do think that on the Latch Craig Barrel Proofs that there is a grape Kool-Aid note on a lot of them. Not this. This just drinks different. The warehouse means something on this. This is, you know, 5 and 7 and now 10 have been done at Bernheim. And I think they stand out from the other 7.
I think if I go red, I get cinnamon, I get like cherry.
Like, I don't get a lot of cherry because I can't discern cherry very well. I don't, a lot of people will, when they're in tastings, will say cherry. I don't get cherry a whole lot, but it must be there because I hear that note a lot. I don't get it a lot.
Not like fake red, like, you know, like the real cherry.
Yeah.
Kind of like, so like different from grape, you know, but more in the cherry family.
I mean, I can see that. I don't get it a whole lot, but I do get
there's
some fruit.
There's
some
something
sweet.
Else there. I can't pull it out. I don't know. It's not really orange, but it's kind of like orange.
I think Heaven Hill has some orange notes to some of their expressions.
There's a fruit there that I'm not identifying that it's in there, but it's not overly sweet. It's not a brown sugar vanilla bourbon. It is.
Mm-mm.
Like I said, it's a bright.
It's really good. It's really good. If you can find this for the, you know, SRP, it's like $99 SRP. If you could find it, buy a case.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. I think so. I think he's come out at 99.
You ain't ever going to find it.
No, you're not going to find it for 99. I'm just saying, if you were to stumble upon,
no.
You know, Hickville, USA, and they go, oh, we got a couple cases of this.
No.
Buy it all.
Well, plus only 32 barrels. You know, those are probably what at 17 years we're talking, maybe they were half full ish.
Yeah.
So you're looking at like 16 full barrels. So this is short.
One of their releases on this, I don't remember, I wish I should have looked it up, was like 5 barrels.
Yeah.
One of their releases. I think it was like number 2 or 3. Was it one? It may have been.
One was nothing.
It may have been. I don't know. I can't remember which one it was, but
that's why it's so hard to find.
Yeah.
The first expression.
And we have quite a few of those.
We have 5 or 6 of these.
Yeah,
we don't have all of them.
It's good. This needs to be on my bar at home for sure. I need to find one of these because
one of so 16. Do math real quick in my head. I'm gonna say like 4,000 bottles
probably.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
So like,
good luck.
Yeah, you're not gonna.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Love the nose. I'm going 8. I'm going 8.3, 8.4, 8.5
on
the nose.
Yeah, it's not overly unique. It's
no,
pretty
it's just standard,
standard
but I mean, to me, you know, if we're doing, you know, and like I say, I have to question ourselves each time we do these, is that, and remember that our baseline is 5.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'd even give it an 8.3.
On the nose, really?
Not going back to it. I'd have a hard time telling this nose apart from Elijah Craig.
Just what's your standard nose? I'll say solid on my 8.3, but if you go 8.
I mean, I'm like an 8. I like, you know, it's a good nose. It's not a bad nose.
What are you on the taste? I'm 8.6.
Yeah, of course, I'm probably 8.3, 8.4.
Okay.
Just because that's.
I get it.
I like the dark sugars, the sweets,
yeah,
the things.
This is, and on the finish, I'm a solid 8.5, 8.6.
Yeah, I'm there too for sure.
Yeah.
The finish is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
But whiskey. I love the cinnamon, like the red hot. All yeah, that.
I'm still
getting
that.
That's why I'm not a fan of like standard Elijah Craig, because you don't get that. You get it a little bit, but this is like,
oh no,
next
yeah,
level.
Yeah, it is.
And so I'm going to gravitate to something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I
good.
Love Red Hots. I love anything spicy, cinnamony.
Yeah, me too. I love cinnamon for sure. Cinnamon spicy, like you said.
So yeah. So what, 8.4?
8.4 is solid. Yeah, I think that's fair. If I was doing this alone, I would have been more probably 8.7, but you know. No, I think an 8.4 is fine for this whiskey. It's 8.4 plus in my book, but it's very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, no.
Nothing to disappoint.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's special stuff that you're not going to get.
Right.
It's a unique taste, I think, because we struggled with just trying to pin it down as to some of these notes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're unfamiliar. It's not everyday stuff.
Yeah, some of the Heaven Hill stuff, it, you know, I've tasted it so much, it kind of just kind of second nature. This I haven't. I
yeah,
mean, you don't take 17-year-old whiskey from Heaven Hill that's aged in at Bernheim very often. So it's kind of a unique experience for me also.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love it. Get
really
your bottle.
Good stuff. So 8.4 on
solid
William
8-4.
Heaven Hill 2023. And got to get your hands on some. If not, come on in. Get you a pour.
Absolutely.
See you next time.
See ya. Hey guys, I'm Tommy. This is Josh. We're the owners of Watch Hill Proper. We are the largest American whiskey bar in the world. We're located in Louisville, Kentucky. We'd love for you guys to come out and visit us. We offer, you know, elevated cuisine, great cocktail list, and the wall is what people show up to see.
Definitely can satisfy your palate from standpoint of whiskeys, different bourbons, different flights. You can make your own, but we have wines, cocktails. Michael Crouch is our chef.
I was gonna say,
amazing food. So we'd love to have you come out and visit. Join us for dinner. Join us for a tasting. Check us out on the website, watchhillproper.com. You can make reservations. You can see our events that we have on the calendar. And we'd love to have you.